गुड मॉर्निंग, दिस इज आकाशवाणी कोहिमा मॉर्निंग न्यूज रेड बाय नॉबिन प्रधान. वाइस प्रेसिडेंट जगदीप धनखड़ हैज अर्ज्ड पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज इन द कंट्री टू ब्रिंग डाउन द पॉलिटिकल टेम्परेचर. इंटरैक्टिंग विद इंडस्ट्री लीडर्स एंड एंटरप्रेन्योर्स इन बेंगलुरु यस्टरडे, ही सेड डायलॉग बिटवीन पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज कैन नॉट बी अ कन्फ्रंटेशन बट सूदिंग, एम्फसाइजिंग दैट डेमोक्रेसी इज डिफाइंड बाय डायलॉग्स एंड डिस्कोर्स.
Therefore, appeal to all political parties, issues of national security, issues connected with our nationalism, with development, must be viewed from national prism, not partisan prism. There has to be dialogue amongst political leaders, political parties. Absence of that dialogue will not be good for our national mindset.
India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today we discuss financial reforms that have empowered the middle class.
For over a decade, India's middle class has stood at the center of the nation's development journey. Their aspirations have not only been heard but honored with decisive action. Tax reforms and reliefs, social security and skill development have been important pillars of the government's effort towards the empowerment of the middle class. The latest union budget made income up to 12 lakh rupees tax-free under the new tax regime. Equally transformative has been the push for skill development. Under the Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana, over 1.63 crore youth have received industry-relevant training. The National Apprentice Promotion Scheme has facilitated the placement of over 40 lakh apprentices with industries since 2016. The number of industrial training institutes has also increased significantly from around 9,900 in 2014 to around 14,600 in 2024. Together, these efforts have delivered real empowerment to the middle class. The government's approach is clear: listen to its citizens, simplify the system, and deliver on promises. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Lok Sabha MP S. Subramanian Jammery yesterday inspected the ongoing Kohima bypass project and the collapsed section of National Highway 2 near Kisama. At the bypass site, Mr. Jammery stressed the need for cooperation among landowners, officials and contractors to ensure a smooth project execution, noting that legal proceedings should not hinder construction. NHIDCL officials said that works had been halted for 14 months due to land disputes and restoration is now expected to take another 1.5 years. Meanwhile, at the NH2 collapse site, Mr. Jammery expressed concern and called for prompt action. NHIDCL officials informed that repairs should be completed within 10 days. Mr. Jammery assured follow-up with the Kohima Deputy Commissioner and suggested involving villagers to expedite restoration works. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we discover different postures to stay healthy with yoga. Today, we explore on Sasankasana, or the hair posture. Sasankasana is a forward bend pose that gently stretches the entire spine, lower back and upper torso. It helps to reduce stress and anger. This asana relieves constipation and back pain, tones up reproductive organs and improves digestion. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested a former senior manager of the Punjab National Bank Dimapur branch and the owner of a Dimapur-based private company on bribery charges. The arrests follow a case registered on June 4, accusing the former bank official of accepting a bribe of 1 lakh rupees in exchange for extending a 20 lakh rupees cash credit limit to the firm despite its poor financial standing. CBI conducted searches at 7 locations, including the individual's residential and official premises, during which incriminating documents and articles were recovered. Investigation is underway. And Manipur government has ordered suspension of internet and mobile data services, including VSAT and VPN, in the territorial jurisdiction of 5 valid districts for 5 days with effect from 11:45 p.m. last night. The districts include Imphal West, Imphal East, Thoubal, Bishnupur and Kakching. The order followed protests in Imphal East and Imphal West districts last night after the arrest of a leader of the Maithi outfit, Arambai Tengol. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.